In 2011, after more than a decade of nonstop touring and several changes to its lineup, Drive-By Truckers was a band on the verge of collapse. Guitarist Mike Cooley was suffering a frightening case of writer's block, and everyone in the band was tired of the road, and to a degree, each other. Band co-founder Patterson Hood says there was only one thing the group could do.
It was very important that we get off of the ride, as they say, for a bit. We've had that cycle of recording and touring behind a record every 1 to 2 years since 98. And I think it was taking its toll on really every aspect of us. Some of my favorite bands, I always felt like that broke up might not have broken up if they had just been able to get off the ride for a little bit and have enough time to maybe have a bit of another life outside of that. She can't stand to have him around, but she always misses him.
The first single from the album, Pauline Hawkins, caught Hood by surprise. He wrote the song at the 11th hour after having read his friend Willie Vlauten's new novel, The Free. Pauline Hawkins is a character in the novel who copes with traumatic events in her life by closing herself away from the world. Hood says he became enamored of the character, even though he and she have nothing in common.
I was just really moved by the book and by that character. It's funny because we're nothing alike, so I don't really know what it was that made me want to write that song or made that song happen. All that you're bringing, the tune that you're singing, the sound of a locked room, the sound of locked room.
Hood has traditionally written the bulk of the material on Drive-By Truckers records, but this time, guitarist Mike Cooley contributed 6 of the 13 songs that made the final cut. One in particular, Natural Light, is notable not only for Cooley's writing, but also for the way the band sounds on the track. At times, like they're learning the song as they record it. Hood says that's not too far off the mark.
There's a lot of crazy changes in that song, so it kind of works.
If it weren't for the blow of the string, my dear, I think it was someone I used to know.
The record closes with Grand Canyon, a track that runs nearly 8 minutes and which Hood and rock critics alike have pegged as a new career high for the Alabama native. Many have noted that it represents a new kind of emotional honesty in Hood's songwriting. He says it began in one of the group's darkest hours, right after the death of close friend and crew member Greg Liske.
He died really suddenly a little over a year ago. So as we were kind of in the final stages of writing this record, I wrote it on the road, on tour, on the very first time we went out on tour without him, which was in itself kind of a brutal thing, you know, with the empty bunk and everything. Let the spirits do the talking.
With cascades of fate in mind. Hood says that he took great care in perfecting the piece, even though he felt almost immediately that he'd reached a new career high. He rewrote some of the tracks that eventually made the final album and abandoned others he felt wouldn't be appropriate for the record.
I didn't think that they were the right song to listen to on your way to the Grand Canyon song. So it was kind of a defining moment in the making of this record.
The new release by Drive-By Truckers is called English Oceans. The band performs at the Orpheum Theater this evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin. But the things beyond control,
sorrows, pains, and dangers, and we turn them into play. There's no time.